first up to the European country of Belgium. After a moment of silence at the Brussels airport yesterday, a jet took off and headed for Portugal. That was significant because it was the first passenger flight to leave the airport since terrorists targeted it and a subway station in Brussels 12 days beforehand. The ISIS terrorist group said it was responsible for the attacks that killed 32 people. Hundreds of others were wounded. And though yesterday's flight was a symbolic step toward normalcy, there are still restrictions on how people can get to the airport. Only cars are allowed at this point. No trains, no buses. And the Belgian capital is still on edge. For example, two rallies had been planned for the weekend. One was an anti-Islam rally in a neighborhood where several suspected terrorists lived. Another was an anti-racism rally in the same area. Neither of the demonstrations went as organizers had intended.
Police were out in full force across the city of Brussels. Officials tell us they made some 140 arrests of people who were refusing to follow orders not to demonstrate and not to protest this weekend. That order was given by city officials earlier in the week after a right-wing anti-immigrant group announced plans to stage a demonstration in Molenbeek, a community that is heavily immigrant. That demonstration was ultimately canceled. However, a crowd had gathered in Molenbeek, perhaps to counter that planned march. Instead, that group started its own march toward the center of Brussels. They were pushed back by police officers, heavily armed, in riot gear, and even using crowd control vehicles. Those weren't the only arrests of the day, however. We also saw arrests made in the Place de la Bourse. That's the square in the middle of Brussels where people have been gathering since the bombings at the metro and the airport to memorialize and commemorate the victims, often leaving flowers and well wishes. But a big crowd did gather there today. That's what prompted police to come in. They asked members of the crowd to disperse. Those who didn't were taken into custody. We're told that all the people who were arrested connected to these demonstrations and marches face administrative charges for failing to follow the orders not to demonstrate. That means they'll get a couple hours of detention and also potentially a fine. In Brussels, Alexandra Field, CNN.